Okay, thank you. Okay, 536.
Request of Marianne Schwab to address council regarding support for elders in action.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, City Council members and Mayor Charlie Hales, who recently declared the month of May Older Americans Month. You've honored Elders in Action staff and older volunteers for achieving the mission to assure vibrant community through active involvement with older adults. I'd like to take it a couple steps farther. Mayor Hales tells us it's best older Americans live in their homes for as long as possible. And I believe it starts with you and me by stepping back to pay close attention to the seniors living next door or down the block. If you notice a broken basement window, a missing step on the stairs, there are helping hands available without cost to the homeowner. You can offer this list to your neighbor and even help them fill out the applications. Unlimited Choices, Rebuilding Together Portland, REACH, Community Development, Habitat for Humanity, Meals on Wheels, Oregon Food Bank, located in the Gateway area, PACS, helping people since 1934. They run a health clinic, a thrift store, and a pantry that serves 1,400 families once a month. Random acts of kindness continue with each of us. Might I suggest mowing the lawn next door or pulling the trash bins down? And don't be surprised when the elder pulls the empty ones back up. As for MAS, I heard Mrs. Santa Claus from Peacock Lane had moved to an assisted living facility. I went to visit her. Apparently, there's a federal regulation regarding facilities provide fresh fruit. Little wonder when opening the bag of Hood River Bing cherry, she said, apples, oranges, bananas. So help me, if I eat one more banana, I'll grow a monkey's tail. For the next 19 months, my visit saved her $8 in weekly fees by simply hanging up the laundry. Every Saturday, I was there to visit my friend of 40 years who retired from Multnomah County. Unlike Mitch Evans, Tuesdays with Maury, I did not take notes, yet I'll treasure her stories. Older Americans living on fixed Social Security. My friend's mother lived 65 years at 96, broke her hip. Her house was sold for $206,000 in Montevilla. She moved to a long-term care facility, $8,000 a month, plus an $8 point system. These fees rising so fast, within 5 years, her house money was exhausted. Medicaid stepped in until she died at 103. Yes, she was sharp as a tack to the end and a joy to visit. The woman on Peacock Lane who sold her house, I don't blame her. These are going to happen to her. She's 88 years old. Within a short time, her husband died, and I don't think she was treated respectfully by Vic Raymonds, the bully on Peacock Lane. So, and I'd like to go one more step here, and that is those living on Peacock Lane don't have the resources to pay the bully off. He wants $350,000 to purchase a skinny lot. And short of our, and he's done it before, he did it in Peacock Lane, you heard the woman ahead of me, how many times our fabric of our neighborhoods and landscaping is being torn apart puzzle piece by puzzle piece. He laughed all the way to the bank after selling the sequoia trees. Didn't take a hammer to a six-penny nail. City Council, please be aware seniors are at risk for financial exploitation when the buyer merely is an agent for the investor, willing to purse the corner house or prime real estate. And when do we declare restrictive covenants come into play? How can we fight back? Say, my house can't, you can buy my house, but it won't be demolished for 10 years.
Thank you, Marianne.
The legalese with this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and this... We need to pay attention to the residential care facility's patient-client ratio. There is one person to 20 staff. I have a friend that didn't get showered for 10 days. We moved her out of that $6,500 a month facility.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.